It's time for us to check sports. It's time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right, so the World Series is tied up 1-1.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, God. Well, it is the World Series.
I can't watch this garbage. I can't do it.
Why? You got to.
No, I don't. So it's still America for another 3 weeks. Then I may be forced to do things.
Oh, God.
This is junk. One pitcher an inning. What is that?
What is this,
tryouts for daddy ball?
That's the way Tampa Bay's been doing it for a couple of years.
The Dodgers did it last night.
Oh, they do. Our Dodgers did it, too?
The Dodgers did it last night. And the good thing about it is, one of their one-inning whack-a-moles, he gave up 3 runs. They lost the game because of that. Good. That's good. I'm glad they lost because of that. It just defies all the rules of baseball. I mean, people say, oh, there are no rules. You can do this. Good, you can do it. I don't have to watch it. This is junk. You got launch and lift at the plate, and you got one pitcher every inning on a mound. It's not baseball. I don't know what you call it.
Well,
but think up a new name for it.
I think you're right. When you add the fact that that first of all, you can intentionally walk somebody just by singling. You can walk. You're right. Launch and lift. It's amazing. That's what all the strikeouts used to matter in Major League Baseball.
Not anymore.
They don't. Yeah, they don't matter anymore.
Last night, the Dodgers struck out 15 times. Hmm. 15 times. Last night, the Rays struck out 7. If you had 15 strikeouts in a World Series game, it was like, wow, this is great. Yeah. Who did it? Now it's like, all right, well, what's the list of people that did it? And 15 strikeouts, these are supposed to be the two best teams in baseball. And you have 15 strikeouts in a 9-inning game? That's horrendous. That's almost 2 strikeouts an inning.
And what also, of course, even though Major League Baseball denies it, the souped-up baseball, and now they put out all these fancy shifts and everything, and it has turned into, you're right, it's like if the NFL, if every play was a long bomb, was thrown 75, you know, every play went for 75 or 100 yards.
Well, there were 15 hits in the game last night. 5 were home runs.
One-third hits.
The Dodgers had 5 hits last night. 3 were home runs. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. I mean, it's an unwatchable product. Yeah. I know people are tired of hearing me say it, but it's true, and you don't have to accept it. You don't have to watch it. I mean, this is the World Series. This is the first World Series in my life I have no interest in. And it's not because of who's playing. It's because of the way the game is played. And like you brought up the issue about the shift. The shift is an invitation to hit 400 for people.
If they could teach it.
The maitre d's pulling out the chair, putting you in the chair, and putting a big steak in front of you with the beverage of your choice and say, it's for free, take it. And these guys can't do it.
Can you imagine folks like Pete Rose, Danny?
You don't even have to go to the greats. You can go to the mediocre players of the day.
Danny,
you can go to Bud Harrelson. You can go to just normal everyday players. They can hit the ball where it's pitched. These guys can't. Yeah, or refused to.
Remember Danny Cater?
Oh, he was an awful catcher.
Yeah, awful catcher.
Third baseman. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, but he could hit to any side of the field.
Yeah, at that time and hit about 240.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, Danny Cater might hit 320.
So all you have to do is keep bunting, that's all.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. Imagine Mickey Rivers. Mickey Rivers could hit 450 because Mickey Rivers could slap the ball anywhere he wanted to. He can hit an occasional home run, but Mickey Rivers can hit the ball to either side, up the middle, and it wouldn't matter to him. He'd hit 450 today.
Yeah, what about the guy that used to play for Oakland? Ricky
Henderson? Yeah, he could slap the ball around and hit with power as well. Yeah. He might hit 500 with his speed.
It's pretty amazing.
It's a terrible product. It really is a terrible product. And, you know, that's why I watch youth baseball, because they don't do that. They play the baseball the way it's supposed to play. And that's the second reason why I was rooting for Houston, is because they put the ball in play and they stole and they hit and run. I mean, I wish I can get a bet with William Hill or whatever company it is that there's no bunt in the game, because I'd bet that every night.
Amazing.
It's terrible. It's a terrible product. When you have 12 pitchers pitching in a World Series game, unless that, I mean, if it was 1976 and you said between the two teams last night in the World Series, 12 pitchers pitched, you would say the game went 17 innings. Hmm. Now it's nine. It's bad. It's bad baseball.
All right.
And they use all the numbers to support themselves. Numbers can be manipulated for anything.
All right. Speaking about bad, it's the Giants versus the Eagle.
Oh, my God. That's actual game.
Between the two teams now, I think.
Can I bet on COVID?
Between the two teams, there's two wins, seven losses, and one tie.
Wow. I can't believe that game.
And Philadelphia is only a half game out of first place, and the Giants are only one game out of first place.
How about this? If we predict a tie, we automatically win for the year.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll have to go with the Eagles on this one. What the heck?
I just wrote mine down. I'm going with the Giants.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Oh, gosh. But here's a couple of interesting notes that I think you'll enjoy. After the game versus the Cardinals, police were called to a house because why?
What are we talking about, football or baseball?
Football.
Okay.
Why were the police called to a house? Because a guy decided to shoot his TV up with a shotgun after the Cowboys slashed a Cowboy fan.
Hey, if the gun was legal, he could do that. People, he's not endangering anybody.
Well,
he's sick of watching football as much as I'm as bad as watching baseball.
The reason I'm laughing is nobody was allowed to come into my house during Giant games when I lived in Kingston, New York, because one day the Giants lost to, I forget who, Dallas. It was Dallas in the last seconds. And I destroyed the color TV. I destroyed the table that was sitting by my chair. My good friend Dan Reinhart was there, and he's... And the newspaper, the Daily Freeman, wrote a newspaper article on it. So
about you?
Yeah, well, because the story spread very quickly that after that I actually put my foot through the color TV. Oh, gosh.
Oh, I've been in many a bar as a young kid where the bartender lost the last minute bet, be it on basketball or football, and a bottle went through the television set. It happens.
I had to sleep in the living room for about a week after that.
Why? It's your TV. You went out and got another one.
I did, but still. Oh, well.
What you needed to do was put a governor on your channel so you couldn't watch a Giant game anymore.
Smack in the old days when we actually had to turn the channel.
Yeah, right. You had to get up and turn. Imagine that. If you told the kid today, get up and change the channel, they'd look at you like, what are you talking about? Here's a quarter in case you get stuck somewhere. You can call me on the phone. What do you mean?
I like
bring back the old days.
I like every once in a while when they get a bunch of 12 and 13 year olds, and they'll put a dial telephone down there that's plugged in, and they'll ask them to use it, and they really don't know what to do.
You know what would be cool if you could bring back one of the old time guys, and doesn't have to be a great guy. And like, if he was kept alive in a time capsule somewhere, and you just took him out of the time capsule after 50 years, and you set him down in front of last night's TV to watch the World Series, I'd love to see their reaction.
Oh, well, so they play tonight, too?
No, they're off tonight.
They're off tonight, so people...
Yeah, they get a chance to rest because they're so tired. They played so much yesterday.
And they can let the millions of people tune in, the Giants and the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, imagine that. They cleared the airwaves for that.
Pretty amazing.
Oof, well,
all right.
That's another sport, and if then I won't be watching tonight, folks.
All right, I'll check with
Giants
you.
Giants and the Eagles. I might go blind if I watch that game.
I know. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
At least we'll have some races tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have racing tomorrow, and we'll find out who won the pick. Okay.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.